everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Based on Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Transformers Rise of the Beasts?
Beasts are risen.
So this is, I believe, a sequel to Bumblebee, which was originally a prequel to the Transformers series starring our very own Sam Witwicky.
Australian's own. Sam Witwicky.
But then I think
they were like, it's non-canon? It's sort of canon?
It's not connected to that, maybe? Well, it can't be anymore, because in this
Omicron is from space. Isn't it Omicron?
Anyway.
Omicron? Who's the one Omicron. That's huge?
Omicron.
Omicron?
Omicron?
Omicron, is it Omicron Futurama? Omicron Percy I-8? Is it someone from there?
Omicron Percy
I-8. Or is it Unicron?
Unicron!
Unicron!
One of them is the COVID.
But Unicron.
One of them was originally voiced by Orson Welles.
The Transformers movie where they kill all 86. The old guys to bring in new guys to sell you toys, but it mostly just upset children.
They kill Optimus Prime. It's very sad.
They also kill
Hot Rod becomes Rodimus Prime. Rules. They kill Megatron and become Galvatron.
Rodimus Prime. Yeah. Come on.
They kill a lot of Transformers and the Decepticons. And they become like different kinds of Decepticons, as you get like Cyclonus and that, and the Sweepers.
Toys, new toys.
Yeah.
Please stop unlocking my Transformer knowledge. It's a surprise.
That's
going to
gonna keep happening.
I don't like it.
Unicron.
Oh, man. First we crush the cell, then we crush the nuts inside.
First we crush the cell, then we crush its nuts.
First we crush the nut. No, first we crush the shell, then we crush the nuts inside.
I'm just imagining a Transformer squeezing my testicles right now.
Is what you said.
I think that
there's an explicit cut of the Transformers movie.
Where they say in content fuck.
Where they say the word shit.
Whoa.
And I'm taking your shit, Sam. Look away.
It's not going
to be good.
During the attack of the Autobots base on Earth.
Yeah.
That shit's going down. And then I think it's either one of them just goes to like, maybe it's either Sam or one of them goes to the Hot Rod. Like, oh shit, what do we do now?
That's awesome.
That's great. That's good stuff. I think, you know, like there's a generation.
Just quickly to finish what I was saying about the confusion about what's going on here. Because Unicron is also the cunt that's Earth in the other movies.
At the end of the last Transformers movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, holy crap, the Earth is Omnicron.
Lois!
Earth was
holy
Unicron.
Crap, Lois!
Holy crap, Lois, the Earth's Unicron.
So, in the Bayformers, Earth is a Transformer.
Yeah.
Or is implied to be, I'm not a
hunter. Or Unicron in the Earth.
Yeah.
But now he into space.
And, look, the Transformers aren't, because it's set in 1994.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, it's funny, and look, not everyone's laughing, but it is strange.
Please, do tell, Joel Dusha. What are you about to refer to?
It's good because I edit this one. So if this is still deemed this an appropriate tangent.
Yeah.
It's set in 1994, and there's a shot of New York City.
Yeah.
Now, if I was making this, you just fucked yourself there, because the Twin Towers are right in the middle.
So now we know the Transformers didn't stop 9/11. Mm-hmm. That's what we know.
If it's a prequel.
It is a prequel.
No, but it might be because it doesn't connect anymore.
Well, the only
that's a clue that it isn't a prequel anymore. And they do.
But so in the original Transformers, the Bayformers one,
yeah.
I think I've seen them, but they're like 4 hours and you're so easy to shut off.
Absolutely.
There's a masturbation joke in the first one, and that's the only thing I remember.
Is also this one where statutory rape becomes a plot
point? No. And it's different... not a crime.
No, he, in fact, it's very explicitly not a crime.
Sorry,
because he
it's
has...
okay to be 30 dating a 17-year-old in certain states or something?
Not...
No, he's like 18 and she's like 16 or something.
Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg's like, this is not okay that you sleep with my daughter. And he's like, actually.
And then he pulls out a piece of paper.
A laminated piece of law.
Yeah, that he has in his wallet and for this express purpose.
I believe that actor may be definitely unproblematic hero of the comedy scene, T.J. Miller.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that part of the story.
I'm pretty sure it's him.
Yeah.
So in those films, doesn't like Detroit just get wiped out?
Yeah, I think so. I think like, Detroit gets completely destroyed by the
Decepticons.
Yeah,
and it's like never forget Detroit.
Yeah. So is that their 9/11?
It sort of implied, I think, in like the later movies that yeah, they kind of treated the Detroit as if it was like
that's weird.
Well, that's fair, and that's a smarter thing to do.
Well, but what do you want when they show the skyline?
I don't know.
You don't want that was
no,
there.
Because
and I'm like, it happened to
no, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know.
Like, do you just? Here's an idea. Don't what? Show New York.
You gotta show this New York
just
at some point.
Just don't set it in New York.
Don't set it in. But also,
you cannot set it in New York, especially because it's Beast Wars. Set it in the jungle.
It's Beast Wars, Transformers. They're from fucking Cybertron. Yeah. You can set this literally anywhere. I mean, if you gotta go America because you want to,
you gotta stay away from LA because the LA riots literally just happened as well. So, if it's in '94,
hey, we'll go. I don't know. Let's go Texas.
Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Exactly. Don't tread on me.
Yeah. They're libertarian. The Transformers now.
I can imagine Optimus Prime having the Don't Tread on Me snake on the side of his truck.
Oh, easily.
Well, he's got odd morals. I can see it happening.
It's awesome in the later Transformers movie. And Pete, look, this isn't a new thought. It was shared around on Twitter kind of recently. Mm. But it's awesome that he just like full on kills an unarmed man.
Who's
that is
pleading for his life.
For his life.
Really? Yeah, I think it's the end
of the man is a Transformer.
It's a Decepticon, but I think it's the end of like the most recent current day Transformers, not any of the prequels.
Okay.
And it's one of the bad Decepticons, and he's like, please, Optimus, you know, let
and he
me go.
Kills him with an axe.
And then he just chops his head off.
Very funny.
And then one of them ends with him flying into space.
That's awesome as well, where at the end he's like, I need to go, because he's talking to Mark Wahlberg. He's like, I need to go to space to figure things out. And then at the beginning of the next one, he's like, I'm back. He was gone for like a day.
Like it's never established Optimus Prime can fly.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just flies off.
And I think the last shot of Mark Wahlberg, I feel like I watched this like in the last 4 or 5 years. The last shot of Mark Wahlberg is him being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, he's confused, too.
Mark Wahlberg has a constant confused face, so I can understand why they put him in Transformers.
Oh, that's right. There's a Mountain Dew like, vending machine that become a Transformer that just becomes evil straight away. There's like a really good point that like I think the Transformers make, which is the spark of, what's it called? Like
Spark of Hope?
No, the All Spark, where it can just make machines into Transformers. There's really good evidence that the base state of a Transformer is violent towards humans.
Yeah, that's right.
Fair enough.
The Coke machine's going to kill you. Yeah.
Looked at a guy before? Disgusting.
Yeah. Mountain Dew is like, oh, meat bags everywhere. It must strangle. And
if I was metal, I would hate meat.
Yeah.
that's not ridiculous. Stanley Tucci's. He's in one of them.
Stanley Tucci. Well, that's crazy because we also recently watched a trailer for
Beyond Songbirds and the Snake?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Don't tread on me again.
That. But also, and this one's a curveball because you weren't in the room. Yeah. It was either In the Army Now or Jury Duty.
Here's what happened is that we had some time to kill and we were like, what if we watched the trailers for all of Paulie Shore's movies he's ever made?
And then his appearance on Joe Rogan where he's like lamenting that he's not a leading man
anymore.
He's
like, I miss being in movies. And Joe Rogan's like, why are you not in movies anymore? And he's like, I don't know. And then he goes on to say that every movie he ever did
lost money.
And he's like, I don't know why I'm not in movies
and then
anymore.
He made it seem like that his career spanned 15 years, but then all the movies he was talking about were in a 3-year period.
It's very funny.
It's
like Encino Man came out, then you've got like
Son-in-Law,
Jury Duty, and In the Army Now.
Yeah.
Then like maybe like not even a year break, but then you got like Biodome. Biodome might have been in between some of those.
Nah, you get it. Look, here's the listeners are dying to hear this.
Where's the latest short news?
yeah. When we're looking at the filmography of Paulie Shore, it goes Encino Man.
Yeah.
It then goes Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
They're the same year. Oh, actually, Encino Man's late 92, Son-in-Law early 93.
Isn't Brendan Fraser also in Son-in-Law as Link?
As Link, he is.
What?
He makes a cameo as Link the Caveman.
Which
from
is
Encino
crazy
Man.
Because in Son-in-Law,
Paulie Shore is playing a guy named possibly Krunk.
But also,
but
is
he's just playing Stoney from Encino Man again.
Yeah.
And then this is where his career takes a dive because he then releases In the Army Now, where he shaves his head and he loses his hair.
It was the hair. That's it, Paulie Shore. Yeah. That's what was making your movie successful.
Does he still have his Paulie speak?
In the Army Now, he does.
Yeah, it's nice to know.
It's been a long time since I've
Sorry. It's Jury.
It's In the Army Now. And then
Jury Duty.
Because that was the three picture. We know everything now.
Yeah.
We know what Paulie Shore
was a three picture deal with Disney.
Yeah. And then when that was over,
Disney very happy with their decision.
Yeah. His manager, though, was like, don't do In the Army Now because you'll have to shave your head. Do this other script with
option. Do this movie called, like, Seeing London or something, where you play an au pair.
Went on a Paulie Shore journey when I was out of the room.
Paulie Shore, he really wishes he'd done that movie when he was an au pair because he thinks that's a funny idea.
Yeah. And also, he would have been able to
but
keep
I'll
his
tell
hair.
You, I'll tell you what, Paulie Shore, that's the same idea.
Yeah.
Really, isn't it? It's every movie you've ever done.
And then, after In the Army Now, he does Jury Duty.
Yeah.
And that's the first time that his movies are not making the money that he wanted to. In the Army Now is also a significant... All of them lose more and more money as it goes on.
Yeah.
He then does a Goofy movie.
Yeah. He plays Goofy's best friend, Max.
No. Max is Goofy's son.
Whoa!
Well, best friend and son, Max.
No. And then Pete Jr. is Max's best friend.
Okay.
And then they've got another friend that's called Bobby, and that's Paulie Shore, who's uncredited. Didn't look into either. And then we get the release of Biodome a year later.
Yeah. So Biodome with Australia's very own Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, a movie that dad still makes fun of her for and says that's the only film role she ever regrets, even though 2 years earlier she was in Street Fighter.
Wow, doesn't regret Street Fighter.
No.
Street Fighter.
Biodome. Why though? Biodome.
Street Fighter is pretty awesome.
It's got Tenacious D in it.
Yeah, it's their first ever on-screen appearance together.
Why would you regret Biodome?
I went on a journey today.
Well, yeah, you did. Yeah. Wow.
Street Fighter's awesome because, what's his name?
Raul?
No, not Bison, the good guy. Who's the good guy in the movie?
Guile?
Guile, when he's on TV in the first 5 minutes, is like, M. Bison, you're a dickhead! He calls him a dickhead. That's awesome.
That's good. I like...
And then he's like, giving him like, he's like flipping him off and stuff. It's so aggressive.
I know like people from other countries say dickhead, but it really feels like an Australian is meant to be saying it. When you hear an American say it, it sounds really wrong.
Do you reckon Kylie Minogue as Cammy taught him that word
on
set?
I think so.
On set?
Is it
because of dickhead? Like
dickhead.
A dickhead.
You
it's
dickhead.
It's a harsh cut.
Yeah, but it's fucking...
Dickhead. You dickhead!
But
dickhead.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme, so it's not an American accent.
Oh, yeah.
He does like a wee... He's trying to do an American accent, but he can't.
Yeah. It's like... it's like a made-up accent. It's sick. When I came to your village, this is M. Bison. When I came to the village, it was the day of your life, but for me, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah, no biggie.
Yeah.
He's the only one that knows the film that he is making.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just like, this.
What? Okay.
So Transformers is awesome.
They're
the Beast Wars are here.
You got the gorilla who's Optimus Prime.
Well, isn't this is my
voiced
bad
by Hellboy's own Ron Perlman? Yes.
Oh, is he Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's a crazy like cast in this.
That's
they're
fucked
doing
up.
A lot of voice acting. Like Michelle Yeoh is in it.
What? I didn't look at the cast.
Academy
at all.
Awards very own.
Mm.
Wow.
Pete Davidson's there as Mirage.
Whom
is Mirage? This is my biggest problem with all the Transformer films. And I think that it's gotten better, especially since literally the last one before this, the Bumblebee movie, which was that they all made them look grey.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember the first one, they were like, no, we've got to kind of make this more realistic and gritty. And you're like, why?
What?
Optimus has flames. Why?
What?
And so it's like when Jazz gets like ripped in half, you're like, the gray
who
robot
got
died.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Absolutely. At least, in this one, I mean, some of them are animals, so they're easy to tell apart, but the others are appropriately colored.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I really think, I'm glad they started going down that sort of Generation 1 version of...
Yeah.
Transformers.
It's a weird thing where, like, Transformers are goofy as hell.
Yeah.
It's silly. Yeah. But, like, it's like the first Transformers had to do that thing where they were like, no, 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 it's cool.
Yeah,
but
I don't know why.
You can do both. You can do both.
Peter Dinklage plays...
Scourge.
Scourge.
Ah, there you go. He becomes a... Yeah, so he took... That's a...
Who?
Galvatron-y
stuff. He's the leader of the Terracons.
Oh, are they the wrong animal dinosaur?
No.
Yeah, he's the bad dinosaur.
Wait, wait. Scourge is... Which one was Scourge again? Is he the Velociraptor? Or is he the T-Rex?
Well, in this, he's a truck.
Or is he the plane that gets... Turn into like a space hovercraft.
Okay,
with a goatee.
Here's a fucked up thing they're doing in this, and I don't know if this is in canon, like normally, but the Terracons all just turn into cars.
Oh, no, they normally become dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Or so, spider.
Scourge turns into a logging semi truck.
What?
Battletrap turns into a tow truck.
Yeah. Battletrap's the rat. No, that's rat trap.
Nightbird turns into a skyline.
Scourge is the one. He is the guy with the goatee.
He looks cool.
Yeah, he becomes a plane.
Transit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns into a school bus. There's a bad school bus.
All school buses are bad. Come on now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this is the lore, as far as I can remember, about the Beast Wars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In Earth's past.
Yes.
Some Transformers crashed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
One was.
So they, I believe they're from the future,
but they go to the past.
So like Optimus Primal is like descendant of Optimus Prime.
Yeah. And he's a prime, so he's like one of the beefed up bots.
Unicron also just came up in a thing I clicked is definitely Earth in the Transformers The Last Night.
Okay.
And the plan is to kill Unicron to use that to bring back Cybertron, and everyone's like, you'll kill everyone on Earth, and they're like, good.
That movie has the wizard Merlin in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Transformers have so many things.
Is that also the movie where they do an in memoriam about the previous people who've like helped the Transformers, and Sam Witwicky is in there, and the implication he's just died off screen?
Yeah.
Is that the in memoriam of like...
It's like these are the people, the former people. No, it's like it's because there's like a secret society dedicated to helping the Transformers.
Which Merlin's part of.
And then they're like...
Who's an actual wizard?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because they show King Arthur times, maybe?
Is this the one with Dinobots?
Yeah, it's The Last Night. That's the one with Dinobots.
Yeah.
No! Age of Extinction's Dinobots, surely.
Yeah, right. No, it would be, yeah.
Damn, I gotta brush up on my Transformer lore.
Because so then in the future robots go to the past, become animals, fight the Decepticons, make caveman friends.
Yeah, Dinobot, he would Decepticon.
That's
and then
right.
He become Autobot, but they're not called that. They're like.
They're like the Primanimals.
Predacons?
Predacons, yep.
Predacons and Titanimals?
No.
Predacons and Praeboids?
Primals? Primabot? Autoprimes?
Oh, wait, the good guys?
Yeah.
They are Maximals.
Maximals.
Maximals, Terracons, and others.
There is no one called
here.
Predacons. We made that up.
Who are the Terracons?
No, Predacon.
Are the Terracons pterodactyls?
Predacon.
What's up?
There's
dude?
A scorpion.
Yeah. Scorponok.
Yeah, he's a Predacon.
Yeah.
Who's a Predacon?
I don't know. I'm just reading the cast list.
So
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, listeners, and the people in the room. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Transformers.
Okay. So the Terracons are a group of five Decepticons under the command of Galvatron. Galvatron was previously Megatron.
Yeah.
But because he gets like fucked up in his fight between Optimus and Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
They both basically kill each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Optimus dies and he turns black and white and sad.
I hope to turn black and white when I die.
And he gives the...
So this is in the animated movie, right?
Okay. So
let's find out what happened at the end of Bumblebee, unless anyone's seen the movie.
He gives him the Matrix of Leadership. He gives that to Ultra Magnus, and it doesn't quite fit in Ultra Magnus because he can't quite open it.
Yeah.
But Hot Rod, he pick it up and it glows for him and it's like, foreshadowing, he's going to become the next Prime.
Rodimus Prime.
Rodimus Prime. right?
I see.
And so then they chuff off, and all like a lot of the Decepticons are wounded in the battle, but they're like, I still function, I live. But Starscream's like, this is my chance to
be the
rule
leader.
And be
I
king
see,
because
I
I'm
see.
A weasel boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he kicks Megatron into space along with a few other people. They jettison because they're like, is it Astro Train? Astro Train is who can be a train and a spaceship.
Oh, like, he's my favorite. Yep.
It's like, we're too heavy, maybe? And it's just like, okay, well, we've got to get rid of all this dead weight.
Yeah.
So they kick out all the Decepticons that are dying, and including Megatron. He's like, I still function.
Yeah.
And then Unicron finds them. Unicron is like, I'm going to remake you into Galvatron. So instead of turning into a gun, he turned into cannon.
Oh.
Because what I loved sometimes so much about the original cartoon is that when Megatron transformed into a gun, Starscream held him.
Yes.
And had to shoot people with a
That's
gun.
So good.
So it was a robot plane shooting people with a guy who was a gun.
Bring that back. Come
I know.
On. Put that in the new Transformers.
So then Galvatron is like now a cannon, and his few of his other people got turned into his sort of like second in command.
Oh,
and
okay.
Other people. Hence why you have Scourge, who is second in command.
Mm-hmm.
And then they interrupt Starscream's coronation. Then they shoot him dead.
Yeah, nice.
And then he crushes the crown, and it's like, the king is dead, long live the king.
They had a crown?
Yeah, well, Starscream
like a robot crown.
Starscream wanted a crown.
Okay, fair enough.
Starscream's all about the pageantry. It's why I like Starscream quite a lot.
So that's crazy. Does that mean this movie will follow on from
No.
No, because it's a sequel to Bumblebee, and I've just had a quick look, because I remember, I haven't seen it, but vague knowledge and whatever, working at a sim, seeing bits and pieces.
Yeah. Saw it in GIFs.
I saw it in real life clips, basically.
Okay.
Standing in the back of a cinema being like, okay. Anyway, time to go somewhere else.
Not for me.
Megatron's not in it at all.
Okay.
So Megatron in this universe hasn't happened yet from the cinema, like from the viewer's point of view.
Yeah.
Bumblebee, there's no Megatron. Mm-hmm. There's the war on Cybertron. Mm-hmm. Megatron's not part, like, just isn't in it.
Irrelevant.
The Autobots almost lose. They go to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bumblebee's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, they're coming to Earth now. Yeah. Fends them off. Etc. and so forth. John Cena's there.
Yeah, nice. He's there. He's army man. That's
yeah, cool. He's army man. Haley Steinfeld, who I bet they wish they signed on for two movies, is the lead of that one, but she ain't in this one.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'm guessing what's going to have happened is that Megatron has been a big threat
in space
on Cybertron,
and
because Optimus Prime congratulates Bumblebee at the end, being like, "Job well done. You protected Earth, like I said."
Okay.
And now I guess they'll be like, "Oh,
yeah."
The fucking Terracons will be like Megatron's herald or something.
Yeah,
because I reason I'm like referring to a lot of the 86 cartoons.
It's just this one because, you know.
Well, there's so much imagery in this that it is the 86.
Yeah,
So you've got like Unicron is from the 86. Cartoon, those kind of things, and plus you've got like Scourge and all those kind of stuff. If like Megatron isn't there, like it starts with like Cybertron, the Decepticons had won, so it was like Cybertron kind of win and they have control of
that,
and I think the Autobots have maybe just a moon base.
Nice.
And then they use that's all that they kind of have, which is kind of like, oh, we're just here chilling and maybe looking
hanging
at,
on the moon,
like,
being spooked.
Hanging on what's going on in Cybertron. Then they get attacked. So is this like a place where, the Decepticons kind of won, and Earth is where the Autobots come to kind of like, we need to escape and chill.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing maybe there's sort of something similar to that. Where
how did
it was,
the Beast Wars play into this?
Well, they...
Already on Earth.
They're already on Earth, right? And presumably because the way it...
Every time you've seen an ape in real life, wrong, you saw a robot.
Well,
whoa.
Because
they say they've been hiding in the shadows or whatever.
Yeah.
So...
Because with Beast Wars, a lot of it is like, they went back in time... And then they crash landed. They scanned a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Hence why you've got a few of them are like, one of them's a dinosaur. But dinosaurs and apes never really coexist.
No, they didn't hang out together in the real. How does that... But there were... Oh, God. It's so hard to tell what is and isn't canon. Because in Age of Extinction, there were Dinobots.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's canon. Don't worry about Sam Witwicky onwards.
Okay. Yeah, he's not in those movies, though. Marky Wahlberg
But those are still
onward.
Canon.
That's to now.
Yes, don't worry about them.
Bumblebee!
Only worry about Bumblebee and any vague knowledge that you have about the Transformers.
Bumblebee is the only movie that is 100% canon to this, but also probably won't even be 100%.
Okay. Do we see any dinosaurs in this trailer?
No.
So maybe they're on the rail.
Yeah, I was like, it's because like, they go back into kind of like really, really old times. And that's why they're the beast. And I'm like, oh wait, but yeah, there is no like reference to that we see. So maybe they've just been around for like a while, but not as long as like millions of years.
Yeah, maybe they crashed like
3 days ago.
Well,
we've been working in the shadow.
Here's
the fuck is going on. I scanned an ape. I thought they were the.
I thought that was what everybody got around on.
Like, we landed with a lot of apes. Just a zoo.
So this is the premise, and this isn't going to help us much.
Okay, I'm excited.
In the year 1994, we already knew that part.
Yeah, we knew that part.
A pair of archaeologists from Brooklyn, that's where Mario's from.
Oh my God.
Come into an ancient conflict through a globe-trotting adventure with the Autobots that ties in with three factions of the Transformers race. The Maximals, the Predacons, and the Terracons. Thank you. That helpful premise.
So I reckon the Terracons, looking at kind of very quickly what they were in the cartoons, and I'm reckoning that they are the heralds of Unicron. So these are basically your Galactus and your Silver Surfer.
Yeah. They're surfing to Earth to be like, he's coming.
They're being like, we're coming here to scout out delicious planets for our planet to eat.
Yeah.
Our guy planet to eat. And this is where we're going. So I reckon that's going to be the main, like, shit. Those are the people that maybe we have to band together and fight.
And maybe the archaeologists find, like, the Beast Wars guys.
Yeah.
The Beast Wars guys, like, we stopped this in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've woken up again. We'll stop it again.
Yeah.
Well, Holy shit, Optimus Prime.
Do you reckon they're going to wake up, say, the Maximals or the Predacons?
Predacons. The Maximals seem chill.
I reckon the Predacons like, we put those motherfuckers on ice.
Yeah.
It was fine. And then you pieces of shit dug them out.
Yeah. Whilst looking for rocks, you found the great evil.
Yeah. So,
well done.
Yep. I'm guessing Optimus, because he's in Bumblebee, right? At the very end? Or is he coming?
Yeah. I think he comes to Earth and he's like,
well done.
Hey, good job, dude.
You set up a little outpost here.
Yeah. Well,
okay. So I guess they're like, okay, we got to prepare.
This is also set, I think, 6 years, or 7 years after Bumblebee. Okay. Bumblebee is 87, I think.
Yeah. So maybe they're just like the Autobots have come to Earth because they're like, well, we followed. Why was Bumblebee on Earth?
Got shot out of a cannon or something.
Yeah. So it'd be either like, okay, Bumblebee, you set up an outpost here.
We're hanging on the outpost too, yeah.
You know, so we're coming to you to kind of like, we are a small resistance that we're building up resources. So this is cool. We're not on anyone's radar. And he's like, Actually. And so then when like they
unfreeze the
Predacons, then the Maximals are like,
we got to come out of hiding.
They come out, and then Optimus is like, the fuck is
whoa,
this?
Whoa, ape
the
me.
And then it's like, I don't think they're going to be like, we're from your future.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're going to mix that completely. No. It's going to be like, we're from your very distant past.
Yeah. We've been here. We're ancient.
Just taking it back a little bit, I joked about Bumblebee being shot out of a cannon, but he was put in an escape pod by Optimus Prime. Shot out of a cannon, basically.
There you go.
Also, a sidebar, and this is probably not going to be interesting to anyone except me and you, Jackson. Mm-hmm. When we watched the trailer and it was 1994, we were like, oh my God, we can save Biggie. They had the same thought in the teaser trailer. They put Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G. as the song.
Maybe they will save Biggie.
Because they were like, this movie's set the same year this album comes out, and then he dies. A bit later.
That's so sad.
It's crazy for your last album to be called Ready to Die, and then you die.
Did he know something?
Well, I guess he was ready. Yeah.
Do we think when Optimus Primal comes into, like, a place with cars, he'll become a car, or will he stay an ape the whole time?
He'll stay an ape a whole time.
That's funny. Yeah. There's no other, you're not hiding if you're an ape in the city, you know?
Well, he's hiding in the jungle.
Yeah, but when he sees a truck, truck.
Yeah, but he can go into, like, say, a zoo.
Yeah.
He's also got a hawk lady, I think.
Well, here's the thing about any of the animals. they don't look like animals.
Yeah.
They're bad at hiding, yeah.
They're meant to, I think, but I don't think they end up.
They can't do fur. They can't figure it out. So it's just a decal.
I think
in the cartoon
they have fur.
What if they can do fur, why'd they fuck up the rest?
I don't know.
Dude. I don't know.
I'm furious.
Maybe they're like, This is their transformed mode, so they're like half a robot, half a...
Yeah, yeah, maybe they can become full ape if they need to. Also, I guess if you're in the jungle in the distant past, who are you hiding from?
Exactly, other apes.
Yeah, what, is Optimus scared a gorilla will kill him?
Yeah, maybe,
Fair enough.
They were there. We're just here just for... We took these forms to fight, not to blend in.
Yeah.
An ape's good at punching and a truck can't punch.
Exactly. One of them becomes a rhino with a gun in his back. What's the thinking there?
Well, rhinos are good to ram, but you know what rhinos can't do? Shoot a gun. So if I had a gun on my back,
that's true.
That's best of both worlds.
No, fair enough.
Close combat and far combat.
Far combat till you hit them.
Yeah.
Close combat, you got to hope that they're not dead already, making the second part worthless.
So... there's a couple of things in the trailer that stood out to me that I guess are worth wildly speculating on.
Okay.
I guess the first one to start with is the trailer shows Bumblebee explicitly being stabbed through the chest and the sword comes out the other side.
That's
cool. Bumblebee going to die?
I reckon that's a mirage.
Whoa!
Cast
by mirage.
Whoa!
Is it Pete Davidson? I said, by Pete Davidson's own mirage.
Pete Davidson... being in a, I guess he's in Suicide Squad, but I was like, any type of like action conflict, I can imagine him being too chill about it all.
He's a voice though.
Yeah.
So it's not just him, he's just a voice.
No, I know.
I cast a mirage.
Yeah, it's just like, he doesn't seem like, his voice doesn't seem like he can get, it gets stressed. He gets very yelly.
I cast a mirage. You know, maybe he says
that. Your world famous Pete Davidson voice. Can we get a bit more?
I'm Pete Davidson.
Perfect.
I can't. I'm on SNL, I think.
No, okay. you quit recently.
Not anymore.
Like Gilbert Godfrey.
I'm Pete Davidson.
I'm the bird from Aladdin. I'm going to kill Aladdin.
That is what the Diago says.
Yeah.
Is his name Montiago?
Just Diago, right? Okay.
Kill him!
What about when the boy in this become
that was the second thing. The boy in this, the lead, gets given a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they
make him a robot.
It turns him into a robot that looks like Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably just like referencing. I guess why I was like, it's like once again.
The cartoon does that.
They put either one of the Witwickies, the junior.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Witwicky.
Yeah.
They put him in like a...
Transformer suit
that is like a guy.
Yeah.
But then also he transforms into a car.
That's so scary. Yeah. I'd be scared it's I wouldn't do it right great. Or whatever, like that it would fuck me up becoming a car.
Yeah, of course it would fuck you up
like,
becoming a car.
Like rack my limbs or whatever. Mm. Like the Transformers don't know how I'm built, man, you know?
Yeah, it's great because there's a moment where like he puts on the exosuit or whatever and he's like stumbling around and he finally gets the hang of it.
Yeah.
And then he goes into car mode.
Can he pick anything? Or does it have to be a car?
I believe it's a car.
How does that, what does he look like in there?
Well,
you know?
It's kind of got like a dome over the top, which is kind of what I think I saw in the trailer.
Okay.
And so like, you sort of, imagine you're like...
lying on my belly?
You're playing skeleton As in the you're going down.
Yeah. Play skeleton at the
Jingle Jangle Goose Jumbo.
I'm your dead loved one. Come back to life.
Playing a xylophone.
I'm your nun. No.
So skeleton is like feet first, right?
No, skeleton's head first.
I'm playing skeleton.
So you're doing skeleton. You're head first.
Yeah.
That you're on your belly. You're looking forward, hurting your neck. I guess.
Yeah, hurting your neck and then driving the car.
By thoughts. Because your body is car.
Yeah, my body is car. Forward, I can't drive car reverse. My body. Must drive by thoughts. Yeah. Anything that I got to control with my mind is a really scary prospect, I think.
You control your limbs with your mind?
That's true, but like...
You actually control all of your body with your mind.
But it feels scary to drive a car with my mind. Somehow it feels different.
Well, you can't drive a car. Yeah. You are driving a car.
Yeah. It's scary for Jackson because he doesn't know how to drive.
Yeah. Gas, honk.
Yeah, it's very simple. That is a car. Gas, honk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they teach you.
That's the part you failed on your test. You went gas,
honk,
gas.
And
they're like, wrong.
Wrong. I was like, no, it's doing like the Mario Kart beginning. With the horn.
They're like, oh, because it's a reference in your driving test, you actually get the license for free now.
But it has to say Mario on it.
They're all being Mario heads.
Oh, no.
Mario Bailey.
Yeah.
Can I at least get Wario?
No. And you have to have Mario as your picture as well. Jackson, did you pass your test? Kind of.
Yeah, but I used the Mario cheat, so...
Now I have to dress up like Mario.
Whenever I drive anywhere.
Yeah.
I can have my keys and my Mario outfit.
They gave me these gloves.
It's hard to drive with the big hat.
Yeah. And the mustache. They put a fake mustache over my beard.
That's stupid.
I don't know why I've even bothered getting my license. It's just not worth it, frankly.
Mario from the games, I hate it.
This is not only wrecked my enjoyment of driving, but also the game Mario Kart, because I live it now. I spend $100 on that game and now I don't even want to buy it.
Let me be a warning to you kids.
They gave me all these turtles.
I got a truck full of turtles. Where am I going to put them?
They said these are for Hakken.
If I throw a turtle on the road, it'll just die.
It's a turtle. They were like, you got
to
do it.
Winners don't cheat, and let that be a lesson to you. I cheated on my driving test, and now look at me. My life is in ruins.
Yeah. My life sucks. I've got to wear this stupid outfit. I've got these turtles to feed.
You know? Yeah, Vic Rhodes won't look after him.
Yeah. I look like a clown.
Okay? I'm a buffoon now before you all. Just because I cheated on my driving test. All
right, use the Mario cheat.
Okay, more fool me. Yeah. Hopefully some kids will get scared straight from that.
You think you have it easy. So they're going to wake up the Predacons. Maximals are there. I don't think we can get the Decepticons. Decepticons are kind of like they're fucking on in Cybertron. Yeah. And then this is going to be like, okay, well, we've got to do something with these Predacons. And then the Terracons come down to be like,
Unicron is coming.
And
Omicron already came and it was scary. Omicron.
Transformers couldn't do anything about it.
Well, they didn't care. They're like, we'll be fine.
But I don't know if it's going to be the Predacons are going to team up with, say, the Terracons.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's going to be like, well, we have to team up with our piece of shit enemy, the Predacons, to try and fight the Unicron and that.
It could be.
I think
that's way more interesting.
Yeah, that might be a bit interesting.
Mm. If they're we hate each other, but we all love Earth.
Yeah.
So,
because there is that kind of, I guess if they're cribbing from Beast Wars and everything else, it's like, well, you know, Dinobot did go from Predacon to Maximals.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, oh, what if we did
the whole group become good guys?
Or it's kind of like, well, you know, Dinobot, if he's in it, or someone who's in it, they go to like the Maximals, but then say some of them like Scorponok or whatever his name is, he's like, no, all Herald Galactus, Destroyer of Earth.
Yeah. And maybe they all kind of defect. Or it could even be like a three-way fight, maybe.
Yeah.
Between all three of them? Do we think it's going to tie in at all to the previous Transformers movies?
No.
Not even a little sly wink?
It can't.
Baby Witwicky?
Baby Witwicky. Maybe they'll do the thing where they're like, look, it's a classic make our movies line up, even though they couldn't possibly line up thing of being like, we actually changed the past, so the future's different. Things are all, I don't know how they'll explain that, because no one has traveled in time in Transformers. But
well, the Beast Wars do. They come from the future, go to the past.
Yeah. Whoa!
So maybe like, oh yeah, we're here because in our past,
Sam Witwicky died and Detroit exploded.
Yeah. Megatron did bad things and fucked up Earth, so we're here to stop that from happening. And
we've been hiding in the woods mostly.
And now we've stopped it from happening, so that won't happen.
Yeah.
Wink.
Don't worry about any of that that happened.
Because we were here because of the Maximal's interference with this current Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
that the Witwicky future doesn't come to pass.
Yeah. So Sam, don't worry, he's safe at home.
Yeah, he baby, and he don't become an Allspark.
Well,
he
doesn't. What about Witwicky's grandpa found a Transformer in the snow in the first one?
Yeah,
right? And then it went embedded on his glasses.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The plot of the first one is that Witwicky's grandpa Witwicky found. Yeah. Possibly the bad
Megatron on ice.
Frozen in the ice, and then Megatron flashed him, not his tits. He just did like a flash.
Yeah.
And then it got embedded
on his glasses.
On his glasses, yeah. And then Witwicky's showing them for show and tell.
Oh, and doesn't he do like a thing where he's making a UFO out of mashed potatoes, but he's like drawing the symbols on the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like a little bit of a freak out. He's like, I've got to do this.
Because if he's wearing his grandpa's glasses.
Yeah. So he draws the Decepticon logo?
Yeah, he draws something.
And like then
a
Optimus.
Map to the Allspark or some shit.
Then he gets Bumblebee as a present.
Yeah.
Which is just coincidence, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the movie that's not the case. But also Merlin's there, so
maybe Merlin like magicked it all to make it happen.
A wizard's spell. Yeah. A wizard's wish.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Excalibur's in that movie too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Is Excalibur a robot sword?
No.
Does that make sense?
isn't it? Wait, is that the one that Optimus uses? Is he now the true king of England? Is he gonna come back and kill Charles?
Oh, no.
Look out, Charles!
You're getting
caught. I don't know how Charles can go against a robot man. Yeah. I don't know how many world leaders could go against a robot man, to be perfectly honest.
Optimus Prime could rule our Earth and there'd be nothing we could do about it.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hope it doesn't come to pass.
Yeah. Well, what do Optimus Primes believe? Kill Decepticons begging for life.
Yeah. What is his ethical... if you had to describe his sort of life philosophy, what does he believe? You know?
He's meant to be all good in that, unless you're a Decepticon, right?
Yeah.
But he's often not.
Yeah, well...
He's not bad, but often will be a bit indifferent.
I think it would be scary
brutal.
That time he has to go to space. Because, like, imagine Superman's defended your planet for millions of years.
Oh, like that time where Superman did exactly this thing?
Well, that would concern me, too. I'm like, Superman's a good guy. And Superman's like, yeah, I don't know. I've been having some thoughts. I got to go to space and figure it out. I'd be like, he's going to come back and blow us up. Guaranteed. What has he got to figure out?
Yeah, he's going to come back and be like, there's other worlds out there with Superman that rule it. Like planets.
I didn't think do that.
I took some ideas.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. I'm just not sure. I'm like, not sure about what? Like, defending humanity? You questioning
being
that?
Being the ruler of Earth? Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think it's good to be bad now?
Or is it more the like, well, now that they're gone, oh no, we're not protected?
Well, there's that too. That's scary as well. There's a lot of scary shit about when Superman goes to
space. Because you would have come complacent to be like, I have a Superman to protect us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
After they get Excalibur or whatever, they leave again. They go back to Cybertron.
Stop going away.
Unless maybe this is a film loop and they're going to say that they left the Cybertron stuff at the start of Bumblebee actually happened after the last night.
Yeah. They went back and they used the powers of Excalibur to go back in time.
Yeah.
That sword has that ability.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think we're gonna just end up with two totally unrelated film franchises.
So Optimus wields a sword that is Excalibur, right?
Yeah.
That rules.
That's awesome. Does he pull it out of a stone?
No, it's a talisman that turns into a sword.
So it is a robot sword.
I guess.
It's a transformer. It's a sword that's a guy?
Is it a guy?
I don't think it's a guy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Which was the transformer where they just kind of make anything out of thin air?
I think that's the first one.
Okay.
Wait, anything out of thin air? No, that is...
I don't know. Is that the second or third? That's always Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. I think he's in all of them.
Yeah, because it is like that weird, like...
I don't think that's true.
Good babe.
I just feel like, yeah, very, that's also bad.
Yeah, there's a lot that's concerning that the Transformers
it's
be
like
doing.
Nanobots?
Yeah, I think so. And they do it with the AllSpark that they maybe have.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like vaguely trying to put any connecting dots of like the previous Transformers to see if they can like, yeah, hand wave them away. And I reckon it will be to do with, well, in your timeline, we know that Megatron came to, because Megatron came to Earth and that's why he got frozen.
I think so, yeah.
And so it's like we prevented that from happening and then that whole thing doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because Optimus, when did Optimus come down to Earth?
He's already in Earth, I think. Because Bumblebee... Sam Witwicky drive a Bumblebee who's got his voice box wrecked.
Yeah.
Bumblebee then is attacked by the Decepticons.
Yeah.
Then Bumblebee's like, okay, Sam Witwicky, it's getting fucking scary.
They've got some years if that helps. So...
And then he takes him to a dusty garage where Optimus Prime's just been sitting.
Does, in Bumblebee, the John Cena film, does Bumblebee have a bad voice too? Or is he got
I think so.
Okay. So, but in all universes, Bumblebee's voice.
It's the same. Yeah, it's almost the same thing that happens again. It's like because Bumblebee, when Bumblebee comes to Earth, is basically dead.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
So 1897 is when Megatron is found in the original movie.
1897.
Okay.
Okay, that's a while.
Maybe the Beast Wars did come here in the distant
past.
That's
what I'm thinking. The Beast Wars were here and being like, we know from our records that Megatron was here. So the moment he arrived, we grabbed him and threw him back up into space.
Yeah.
But, they threw him back up into space, so therefore the Witwicky legacy never happens?
Yeah. So we killed him.
Yeah.
We sorted it out.
He's dead. Don't worry about him. Well, we got to be scared about his Unicron coming to eat Earth.
We got, because in this timeline, don't worry, Unicron is not this Earth.
Yeah.
We fixed that too. Came to Earth, we're like, nah, and whoop!
No. Back in space with all of you. Yeah. They're all in space.
Yeah.
I forgot how horny the Transformers, the original Transformers movies are.
I remember in the original Transformers movie, Sam Witwicky wants to impress,
Megan Fox.
And his goofball friend climbs a tree and he's so embarrassed. He's got a goofball friend. He's not really much in the movie.
Doesn't he make out with a Transformer at some point?
Oh, there's a...
Yes, he does in the second one.
Yeah, she lady. But...
Yeah, she makes herself look human.
Yeah.
And then he makes out with her. And then
she's got a robot tongue?
Yeah, she's got a robot tongue and a robot tail, I think.
Yeah.
We should watch all these movies.
No.
So we're ready for Beast Wars.
No.
They are shockingly boring.
Yeah, they are.
And they all go for nearly 3 hours.
Yeah, they are. There is so much stuff that goes on that I am shocked at how boring they are.
Every time you describe the plot of one, it sounds insane.
Yeah.
But then when you watch the movie, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I am bored.
I think it's because if the Transformers were guys, that would make all the insane stuff funnier.
Yeah.
But because you're just watching robots and they're talking solemnly to each other, you're like, who cares?
Josh Duhamel is in the first one as an army boy.
Yeah, he's army guy of the first one.
There was a few movies going on in that movie.
Yeah, all
of them, I think. Because it's kind of like you've got this military. Because, that would have been a really. Because I remember the trailers. It would be a really cool kind of, scary film where they're in. I forget where they are, but, they're just whatever. And then this giant robot just bursts out of the sound.
Yeah, that's right.
And attacks
them. I forgot about
now,
that.
Now, imagine,
that was sick.
You're turning the Decepticons into basically, a trap predator.
Yeah,
which I think is a cool concept. So you have, military people fighting that. But they just, that was like a minor plot point.
Yeah, they were like, let's have that. Let's also have a scene with Sam Witwicky's mom smokes a lot of pot or something.
She
eats a pot brownie and then she gets drunk somehow.
What Transformer has big balls?
One of them does. They got truck nuts.
Yeah, they
and
got
another Transformer pisses on someone.
Yeah.
That's
Transformer
cool.
pisses on, I think, what's his name? John
Turturro. Yeah, John Turturro.
Turturro,
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say Turismo, that's wrong.
Gran Turismo!
Man, it's fucked up, really, thinking about a Transformer with truck nuts, because, truck nuts are meant to depict our nuts. You know what I mean? Yeah. It feels really strange. It feels really strange for an alien to wear my nuts as a sort of trophy.
Yeah.
Or, a depiction of our nuts. Yeah.
Did they ever do... Because I did, with Soundwave and Blaster, right?
Yeah.
The Autobot equivalent, how they used to have in the cartoons, they have, a little tape deck, and you press the button, and, you have a little dude that become a tape deck.
Yeah.
Or a little cassette, and then you would fight. They used, I think, a couple of them in the in the Michael Bay films.
Yeah.
But they never really had the guy who could like open up his little cassette tape to spit out a Transformer cassette, which I always liked.
Yeah, that's great. That's the way you want to live. That's like a Parasite Transformer. Yeah,
I hope they get something like that, but with CDs in 94.
A thing and a thing is the best type of thing.
Yeah. Great.
It's why Thunderbird 2 fucking rocks, because Thunderbird 4 is in Thunderbird 2.
Why Krang is good, dude.
Krang's
just
really
Krang
good.
Lives in her guts.
He's not, but I'll finish that thought just so everyone knew where I was gonna go. Okay. Like that leader of the Power Rangers because he's a head in a jar. No, he's not.
But he kind of
what's his name? Zordon?
Yeah, Zordon.
Zordon.
Zordon. He lives in a jar.
Yeah.
So with a lot of the Transformers films, our cartoons and like the toys, the reason why we have like Terra Cons and all these other kind of different cons is that sometimes we're like, oh, it's a group of five because they like to merge together and they form a big robot.
Oh.
The Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Like the Constructicons, he makes Devastator. Yeah. And there's like basically all these different like little tiny robots come together and they make a bigger robot. And I'm not sure if that's happened yet in the Michael Bay films.
Not that I can remember, to be honest.
I hope we get that with the Terracons. I'm hoping the Terracons become like, oh, there's maybe a group of five and they all merge together and then we get a big dude.
Yeah,
I would be mad.
But then the Maximals do the same thing? Do they make like
Big Ape?
Big Ape Man.
Mega Optimus Primal?
Yeah. Oh,
I hope so. I don't know.
Who are the big so Galvatron's big bad? Oh, that's Megatron turned more bad but post death.
Yeah.
He'd
Megatron basically.
Well, not zombie. He just become instead of gun, he become cannon.
Okay, cannon Megatron. Fuck
yeah, I forgot Megatron's a gun.
Yeah. And then so Unicron
is big and bad. And then there's isn't there another one?
Because well, Unicron is a big planet, but then he transforms into Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a sword.
Yeah, Unicron's a guy.
That's awesome. I just thought he was like a glob.
No.
That's cool.
He's a guy.
Well,
well, maybe it's like, so what happens is, you know, Unicron becomes a guy, then he fucks the shit out of Earth.
Yes.
And that's how
Does he fly through space as a planet or as a guy?
Mostly as a planet, I think.
That makes sense.
When does he ever need to be a guy?
Yeah, fuck Earth.
To fuck Earth.
You think you put a baby Unicron in Earth?
Yeah, kind of like with the Eternals. Like, you know, he make a Unicron a baby.
That's crazy that the Eternals was the second movie to make, like, a thing in Earth. But then they stop the thing in Earth and they're like, well, just leave it there. Earth will be fine.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, have we got any swings for the fences?
It's tricky in a movie where an ape is a robot and a truck is a guy and a man is a robot Earth is a guy.
Yeah.
To have any swings for the fences. But I think I'll stick with my original fucked up scheme that this was somehow, because of the time travel involving the Maximals, they will try and be like, oh, this actually does tie into the mainline Transformers movie. Because I think they're banking on the fact that people are nostalgic for the first Transformers movie now, even though no one is.
Yes, absolutely.
I think they're going to, basically that, but they're going to, like, don't worry about it. This is a new timeline, though.
Yeah. Okay.
It ties in, but not really.
Yeah.
It ties in because I think it's going to be like, we stopped it, though. Don't worry about it. I think it's going
to
be
tie it. Because I guess they could do the thing where they tie it into the end of The Last Night, and then they're like, don't worry about those movies. We fixed that shit.
Yeah. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah,
move on.
It's just going to be like, in our timeline, and all this started happening.
TJ Miller doesn't try and fuck Mark Wahlberg's teenage daughter.
No, that would be crazy.
That's crazy.
Why would we make a movie like that?
We stopped that. We stopped that. The Transformers stopped it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Sam Witwicky cameo.
You reckon they're going to get Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf's coming back.
Shia LaBeouf or baby Sam Witwicky?
No, adult. Now. Shia LaBeouf now. Like he's time traveled in or some shit. But he'll turn
up. This movie is set in 1994.
So you're reckoning that, so that's why he's in memoriam.
Yeah.
He's missing.
He's missing. We don't know where he is.
But actually, he went back in time, but to a different reality. He stepped through a portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stepped through a portal.
In real life, him and TJ Miller did step through the same portal of never getting a job again.
So stepped through that portal.
And he's back.
And he's back. We're going to get Galvatron cameo.
Whoa. Cameo?
Yeah. I reckon that's going to be like the tease, maybe for the next one. But it'll just be like you've killed Unicron, you've gotten rid of all like the Terracons or whatever. Mm. But like, hey, Galvatron, you know that planet you stopped? Something less powerful,
far less of a threat is coming.
So, a little bit of information just with behind the scenes stuff that I think makes that extra funny, and also I can absolutely imagine them doing that. Mm. So, Transformers The Last Night wasn't like a bomb, but it didn't make money at all, really. Like, they wanted to make more.
Yeah.
Well, it made $600 million, which was about breaking even.
Yeah, okay.
Compared to pretty much every other Transformers movie, hits $1 billion. Fair. They then lower the budget significantly. Make Bumblebee. And it makes bank, but not crazy money, because, again, the budget's lower.
Mm.
This movie's budget is $200 million, so they're clearly like, Transformers is back, baby!
Yeah. People love apes.
Yeah.
They do. It's like the fourth highest viewed trailer of all time in 24 hours or something like that.
All the Transformers, as dull as they are, if they're all making a billy,
there's people out there who love them. Right. I remember back when the first Transformers movie came out, this was where I first started hearing the discourse, why can't you just turn your brain off and enjoy a movie? And it's so funny that was about Transformers 1, given the state of blockbuster cinema now, what I mean?
Transformers 1 does suck shit.
Yeah, it does. I remember you had to turn your brain off to enjoy it.
I remember
being like, it was great if I stopped thinking.
Yeah.
And that I understand these kind of, it's those like, why are these certain series, they have like, why are they up to like 8 seasons? I don't understand. It's like, because people do their taxes while this is on the background. Yeah, yeah. We need noise so we don't feel so alone. And
That's what Transformers does.
Transformers is the same thing. It's like, we need noise and there's explosions and that's kind of cool. I don't need to worry about the plot to make sense.
I just got to see robots transforming.
A robot, he got a sword. The noise, I like that.
The noise they make, that's pretty sick. I'm in. I'm sold.
I'm there. I remember playing with them as a child.
Yeah.
I'm 45 now.
So,
Yeah. I remember these. I have grandchildren. This is good. I take them.
It was not. I miss being young again.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Nostalgia, here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is why we're going away from gray robot to colorful robot like your toy. Remember RC?
Remember your toy?
She become motorbike. Remember, gas, honk.
No. Wait, yes, that's okay. Yeah, just don't honk gas.
Yeah. So, Transformers Last Night, $600 million, like I said, which pretty much breaks even. Bumblebee's made for a budget of $100 million and makes $400 million.
Good
so
on.
Everyone's like, nice. Good stuff. Then they double the budget.
Yeah.
It's going to tank.
Yeah.
And they're also doing another Transformers animated film, which is getting a theatrical release next year.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what it's called?
1986
2. Pretty close. It's called Transformers 1. Don't.
That's stupid and that's dumb.
Wait. Is it the number one or the.
No,
like, or
zero like, and.
Zero.
Zero
and three.
Yeah, it's gamer. It's gamer.
That's cool.
I don't know what happened to my brain there. Yeah, so zero O N E.
Yeah. Zero what? Transformers Zero what is it called?
I don't know what's going on.
Zero no. Three. NOS.
Cool, sounds good.
O N E.
It's good. That's good.
Well, okay. Well, is that like the Generation 1 kind of stuff? Or is it just more like, this is like. Transformers.
It's not gonna. It won't tie into the live action stuff.
Oh,
it was just like a crazy. Like, why? Yeah.
Well, gonna do a
biotic? Oh, it's Hasbro, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'll be shitting and pissing because the D&D movie didn't make money.
Yeah. Oh, it broke even.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It broke even in the same way that Black Adam broke even.
Yeah, reports like a couple, like maybe last week or something like that, was like, oh, hey, the D&D movie broke even. Like, just broke even.
Uh-huh.
But I'm guessing that's like, but that doesn't include our marketing budget?
Yeah.
So the production budget, the budget they announced, which doesn't include marketing, was like $120 million. And last I checked, which was last week, it had made $180 million globally.
Okay.
Which would not, that would be losing money, but you can Hollywood accounting rocks, because if a movie loses money, they make it seem like that it actually did okay. But if it makes money, they make it look like it lost money so they don't have to pay anyone.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Hollywood accounting, it still fucking happens.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, fucking Indiana Jones has never made any money.
Oh, yeah. Forrest Gump. Oh, yeah. Big stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. After we've just dotted the T's and crossed the I's.
Turns out big loss. Turns so we can't that... author of that. We can't actually afford to pay.
Every actor owes us money.
Yeah. We get the rights to Forrest Gump too? No. What do you mean no?
You son of a bitch. What's that you'd like to be paid for creating this comic book character we made a movie about?
Yeah. That'd be great because I'm in hospital with all these sicknesses.
Well, the thing about the MCU is not super profitable.
Well, you work for Marvel Comics. See, you're a contractor, so we actually own the creations. Yeah. We gave you $50, so it's fine. It's a house meal.
You made something dumb like Swamp Thing and then had your legacy stolen. You must feel like an idiot right now.
Yeah. Movies, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. My swing for the fence is, and this is a big swing for the fence. People like this movie.
Yeah. You don't think so? That's crazy.
No.
Oh, you don't mean it's a swing for the fence? You think it's a lock that people like this movie?
No, like this movie. No, people like the original Transformers enough to that.
And I guess
Beast Wars is enough of a nostalgia hook. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
And movies look like asshole and shit now. So if this movie does what the original Transformers movie did, where it's like, whoa, that's cool. The CGI looks good.
Yeah.
And Beast Wars the cartoon kind of did look like shit.
Yeah, oh, Beast Wars the cartoon looks real
it
bad.
It looks rough.
So,
it
like,
rough.
Hey, it's all right. Yeah. You got a bit of connection. People are good.
I think it'll do all right.
Yeah.
I'm guessing breaking even.
Yeah, but Hasbro will be panicking because the D&D movie, they wanted it to set the world on fire, and it did not.
Hasbro should be panicking. They're making fucking weird choices.
Yeah, they fucking...
Pinkertons! They said the Pinkertons!
What are they doing?
To a YouTuber that leaked some Magic the Gathering
cards.
Like they're
trying to bust a union in 1845.
First off, the Pinkertons are still around. Every time I hear this, I'm like, what?
Just in case listeners don't know, and I'm assuming this will be more of a reference to Pinkertons are in video games, in Red Dead Redemption 2, they're the bad guys.
Yeah, based on the real-life Pinkertons from that era.
Yeah.
And the Pinkertons are written into the U.S. Constitution as they can never work for the government because they're all fucked.
Yep.
Also, the main guy in Bioshock Infinite, who's a piece of shit...
He's a Pinkerton.
...left being a Pinkerton because he's...
It's crazy because they're almost like, oh, yeah, they're debt collectors on steroids.
Yes.
They're debt collectors that will murder you.
They're hired goons.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Hasbro's like, we're the company that made Barbie. Go kill that man.
Yeah. Somehow this man doesn't even realize that he's got curly shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's get him.
Let's bust him up. Let's bust heads.
So Hasbro going to be making some cool choices in the future, I reckon. Yeah. Also good that that's on the back of... If you make a D&D campaign and it's a custom campaign, we own it. And also, you have to pay us if it does well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that was a mistake. We would never do that. We love our fans.
That was a silly joke memo.
We love our fans. And we're sending the Pinkertons to show our love.
Love the fans. Don't worry. Things are good. Can we fucking get something so that like maybe it's like... little bit less of like obvious how much we want to fuck our fans.
Yeah.
They hate their fans.
Yeah, they do.
That's okay.
Yeah. Send the Pinkertons on them.
Hollywood, just send out the Pinkertons.
What are the Pinkertons doing nowadays?
Yeah, they need jobs.
Bust them unions.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm shocked Amazon didn't get the Pinkertons.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
They unionize.
Yeah.
Like some that's part true. Of them did. So, Bezos, whoever's running that's like, fuck.
Amazon.
I didn't realize there were a Pinkertons were an option.
Damn.
Amazon won't let you piss, and Pinkertons love that.
Yeah.
Do you think people, when they clicked on the Beast Wars episode, thought we talk about both Paulie Shore and this?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, fair enough.
I reckon that was
on their own, their own BS Bingo Card episode.
Listen to BS Bingo Card.
Oh, is this out? Yeah, Paulie Shore, tick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a new base of speculation. Let me just quickly go to the bathroom to piss and whoop. Glog, glog, glog.
Is that the sound of him talking about Paulie Shore? What counts?
How to cross that off? An extended Mario Kart bit? Okay, crossing that off too.
An outro that's going for what feels like 15 minutes. Yeah, big tick. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And, well, we have been the BS Boys. My brain is misfiring a little bit today, and that's good. It's good stuff. See you next week. See you later this week for a based reaction for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Has James Gunn done it again? We'll have to find out.
We'll tell.
We haven't seen it yet, so this isn't like a tease. This is just like...
We don't know if James Gunn promised
the premise.
Yeah. He might have. He could have.
Here's hoping.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.